Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a jungle and old school DNB breakdown with atmosphere, tension, and very low CPU load. The big idea here is simple. A great breakdown is not just less drums and more reverb. In drum and bass, especially jungle and old school styles, the breakdown has a job. It has to reset the ear, build anticipation, and make the drop feel massive, while still keeping some groove and identity alive. So instead of building a totally new section, we're going to make a kind of memory of the drop. We want the listener to feel the track is still moving, even when the full drums and bass are pulled back. That's what gives the breakdown power. Let's think like a DJ and like an efficient producer at the same time. We want this section to work in a full arrangement, but also as a mix-friendly intro or outro passage. That means clear phrasing, controlled energy, and no unnecessary CPU-heavy clutter. Start by limiting yourself to four core ideas: a break ghost, a sub-memory, an atmosphere bed, and a transition effect. That's enough to make a strong 16-bar breakdown. If you want this to feel really usable in a jungle or old-school DNB context, keep the first four bars fairly sparse. Let the middle section breathe a little more emotionally, and then increase tension again toward the end. That way the breakdown feels shaped, not just empty. Now let's build the break ghost first. Take a chopped break loop or an immense style fragment from your track. Put it on an auto track and process it lightly. Use auto filter to high pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 HE so the low end gets out of the way. Then add drum bus for a little drive and edge. Keep the crunch subtle, because we want grit, not destruction. A touch of compressor or glue compressor can help glue the break together, but don't overdo it. We're aiming for just a few dB of gain reduction. If the break feels too clean, add a little saturator with soft clip-on. A small amount of drive can make it feel dusty and alive. You can also use erosion very gently if you want extra grain in the top end. Just a little is enough. The goal is to make it feel like an old worn break, not a special effect. Then put some groove into it. This is really important for jungle. Even in a breakdown, the listener should still feel the pulse. Use the groove pool with a subtle swing or extracted break groove, and keep the amount moderate. You want movement, not obvious shuffle. The breakdown should still breathe like a breakbeat. A very useful trick is to automate the filter movement over time. Start a bit more closed. Open it slightly in the middle, then close it again before the transition. That gives you a breathing motion without adding more devices or more CPU. Next, build the sub-memory. This is one of the most important advanced moves in the lesson. Instead of running a full bass synth throughout the breakdown, resample the bass from your drop into audio. Capture one or two bars of the most characterful phrase. Then flatten or freeze the original synth so your project stays light. Put that printed audio on a track called sub-memory. If you only want the weight, low-pass it with EQ8 so it sits in the low range and doesn't fight the atmosphere. Add a tiny bit of saturator if you want the bass to read on smaller speakers. Keep this layer mono, or very close to mono, especially below about 120 Hz. If you want more tension, automate the auto filter so the bass memory slowly opens or shifts over time. You can also chop the audio into short fragments and replay them with some space between hits. That can create a really classic old-school sense of broken-up pressure. It feels like the track is remembering the drop rather than fully restating it. Now for the atmosphere bed. This is where a lot of producers accidentally wreck the CPU, because they stack huge pads and giant reverbs everywhere. Don't do that. Use one efficient synth or noise source, and make it do the work. Wave-eatable, operator, or analog can all work here. Keep the sound focused in the mids and highs, and remove the low end completely with EQ8. If you use Waveitable, a simple saw or hollow waveform with a slow LFO on the filter can do a lot. Keep the movement subtle. You don't need a massive evolving soundscape. You need one believable layer of dark space behind the break. Send that bed lightly to a reverb return, or use a small amount of hybrid reverb directly if needed. But keep it lean. In a DNB breakdown, too much wash can kill the momentum and make the next drop feel less effective. A better approach is one carefully shaped atmosphere that changes over time. You can also add a low-level texture like vinyl noise, rain, distant crowd noise, or broken radio hiss. These kinds of sounds are cheap on CPU and instantly set the mood. High-pass them, maybe add slow autopan, and keep them quiet. They should suggest a room, not dominate the mix. Now let's handle effects the smart way. Use return tracks. This keeps the session cleaner and lighter. Set up one return for a dark verb and one for an echo throw. On the dark verb, use hybrid reverb or reverb with a medium decay, a short pre-delay, and filtering so the low end and harsh highs are controlled. On the echo throw, use echo with a dotted eighth or quarter note feel, moderate feedback, and filtering on the repeats. The key is not to put these effects on everything. Only send select hits. For example, send the last snare before the drop, one reverse break hit, a vocal stab, or the final bass note before the silence. That gives you drama without creating a huge FX cloud. This is a good place for teacher advice. In breakdown design, selective is almost always better than constant. If every sound is wide, reverbed, and delayed, nothing feels special. But if only a few moments get thrown into space, the listener really feels them. Now think about arrangement like a DJ. A strong jungle breakdown usually has clear energy markers. The first section strips things back. The next section hints at the groove. Then tension rises. Finally, the last bars cue the return. That means your automation should have a purpose. Automate the group filter or master filter if that helps the whole section feel like it's opening and closing. Automate reverb sends only on key hits. Let the break ghost drop out for a beat or two before the drop. Open the sub-memory slightly before the return so the listener feels the floor coming back. One of the most effective tricks in old school D&B is the half-bar silence before impact. Don't be afraid to let the last part of the breakdown breathe into a vacuum. That empty space is often more powerful than another riser. You can also automate width. Make the atmosphere a little wider earlier in the breakdown, then narrow it in the final two bars. That makes the return feel bigger because the section literally collapses in width before the drop lands. For the transition stack, keep it simple. A reverse cymbal or a reverse break slice, a snare roll, and an impact are usually enough. You can build all of that from stock Ableton tools. Use simpler in slice mode if you want to chop a break tail into a roll. Reverse audio clips for a swell. Use drum bus to give the roll some density. High pass the transition FX so they don't muddy the low end. If you want that classic jungle style tension build, duplicate a snare hit every half bar in the last two bars. Shorten the notes and slowly increase the reverb send. Add a subtle pitch rise if it helps, but don't let it become a generic EDM build. The power here is in restraint and rhythm. Mixing is just as important as sound choice. The breakdown should feel wide, but the low end has to stay disciplined. Keep sub-elements mono. High-pass atmospheric layers as sensible point so they don't clutter the low mids. Watch the 200 to 500 HC range, because that's where mud often builds up. If the break ghost gets harsh, tame the upper mids instead of boosting brightness. Always check the breakdown in mono. If the atmosphere disappears completely, you've leaned too much on stereo tricks. In dark drum and bass, width is a spice, not the meal. There's also a very useful advanced workflow move here: print, freeze, and simplify. Once the breakdown sounds right, commit to it. Freeze and flatten busy MIDI tracks. Consolidate chopped audio. Render long tails if needed. Deactivate the original instruments if you're not changing them anymore. This is especially important in a project that's about to hit a heavy drop with layered drums, bass modulation, and more effects. Saving CPU here gives you headroom later, and it makes the project more stable. A good mindset is this: print performance, not just sound. If you're spending a lot of time tweaking a move, bounce it to audio and treat it like part of the arrangement. In Lave 12, audio clips with a few intentional edits often feel more alive than endlessly running devices. Here's the overall shape to aim for. Bars 1 to 4, stripped back, ghost groove, minimal tension. Bars 5 to 8, atmosphere starts to bloom, bass memory appears. Bars 9 to 12, movement increases, filter opens, sends become more active. Bars 13 to 16, negative space, tension peak, clean landing zone before the drop. And that clean landing zone matters a lot. Don't keep the final bar too busy. The ear needs a little calm so the next section feels like an impact, not just a continuation. If you want to push the vibe even darker, use sub by implication. Let the listener hear the low end through filtered notes, bass harmonics, or resampled bass fragment instead of constant full range weight. Add controlled distortion if you need grime. Lean on call and response between the break ghost and bass memory. And remember, one hero element is usually stronger than three competing ones. For homework, try making two versions of the same 16-bar breakdown. Version 1 should be ultra-minimal CPU, 3 sound sources maximum, 1 reverb return, 1 echo return, and at least 1 printed audio element. Version 2 should use the same source material but feel more intense through automation, filter movement, width changes, and clip editing only. No extra synth layers. Then compare them. Ask yourself which one feels more like old-school jungle, which one leaves more space for the drop, and which one would survive best in a club mix. The big takeaway is this: a great DNB breakdown is not a separate song. It's the track narrowing its focus, changing shape, and setting up the return. If you treat the breakdown like a filter on the whole mix, use only a few efficient elements, and automate with purpose, you'll get atmosphere, tension, and impact without burning your CPU. That's the move. Tight, dark, functional, and heavy. Now go build that vacuum before the drop.